It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
All right, welcome. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you Fort Recovery Boys basketball action here tonight at Fort Laramie, Ohio. Jordan, welcome.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, and we have ourselves hopefully a great ball game here tonight. Fort Laramie Redskins against the Fort Recovery Indians, and Fort Laramie always provides a lot of trouble for teams as they play very physical and very hard. And Jordan, can you tell us a little bit about the Fort Laramie Redskins?
Yeah, Fort Laramie, they're packed full of power and strength. Looks like they got majority of all seniors on their varsity team. You know, every year they always give a good fight, and you just never know what they're going to come out with every year. And they're always super big competitors for us and look for a good game here.
Yeah, absolutely. The JV game ended up, I think it was 42-38, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and, you know, it came down to the last possession or so of the game, and Fort Laramie walked away with a victory. And so hopefully we can at least split a pair tonight going away here. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll be back on the Wayne IGA pregame show. A little difficulty here with some technology, which seems to happen here at Fort Laramie a little bit. So we'll improvise here, Jordan, and we'll fill in and start talking here a little bit. So, all right, for those who didn't know, the Indians started the season off at home. It would have been about 2 weeks ago now, playing South Adams, and I don't know if you had a chance to get to that game or not. But.
Yeah, I did. We looked very good. You know, I'm really looking forward to the season, and we got a good group of boys this year.
Yeah, and then we traveled on the road over to our arch rival across the state lines in Jake County Patriots. And I don't know if you were at that one or not, but that came down to the wire. You know, it wasn't, if you're an offensive person, definitely the game to miss. If you're a defensive-minded person, then it was definitely the game you wanted to be at and see. You know, both teams come out in contrasting styles. The Indians play tough man-to-man defense, and the Jay County Patriots play a tough 1-2-2 matchup, kind of half-court. Trap a little bit here and there, but mainly, you know, half-court kind of a zone defense, and both teams struggle.
Yeah, you know, that Coach Barhorst over there at Jay County, he sure knows what he does with that defense, and it was a tough game, but, you know, the Indians were able to pull it out. I think it was, what, 34-29?
Yeah, so hopefully we got some things up and running here again. We'll try to get back to some commercials and pay some bills, and we'll be on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Sounds great.
He has a new owner and new hours. They're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and the deli will be open from 8 to 8 every weekday and until 1 on Saturday. They have everything you'll need for your holiday parties, your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, everything you'll need for your favorite dish, their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays, cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and of course everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all of your holiday party supplies, the hometown store that saves you more.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
We're here on the Wayne IGA pregame show, talking with Coach Bob Leverett. And Coach, we have Fort Laramie tonight. So what do they have? How are we going to match up with them? What are we going to try to do?
So they're led by 6'1 senior Caleb Maurer, who last year averaged about 18 a game. Senior-led team. I think there's seven seniors. They've got a Holster kid that's 6'3", that's a really nice player, athletic. There's a Kaiser kid that's 5'11", that's a senior, nice shooter. They'll come out, be physical, play man-to-man against us. They'll do a little 2-2-1 full-court press and look to trap at half-court with that. And they'll just get after you defensively. Offensively, they just kind of run a motion, a lot of ball screens, stuff like that. Just a nice, well-rounded team. So we'll have to play very, very well tonight.
All right, do we have everybody healthy tonight, at least for the most part?
Yep, everybody's healthy, hopefully ready to go. Just like I told them last night in practice, it's a good game to kind of gauge where we're at going into MAC play here at the end of the week. So nothing to lose, go out and play hard and have fun.
Yep, all righty. We've been talking to Coach Bob Leverett. We'll be back to finish up the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
All right, and we're back here, and we will go to a quick commercial break and listen to Hastings Auto.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Yeah. All right, and we're back again. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action tonight from Fort Laramie as the boys take on the Redskins. Looking at our up-and-coming schedule for the week, Thursday night, the girls will be hosting Parkway varsity-only action at 6 o'clock. WPGW will be simulcasting that with NFHS video option. Or Friday night, boys are traveling to Rockford to take on the Parkway Panthers, and Fort Recovery Radio broadcast will be doing that one, and I guess we'll be back on the air doing that one. Yep. And then also NFHS video is available. And then Saturday, the boys travel to Bradford, and that's a nice little haul. That's a pickup, I think, new to the schedule this year is Bradford. I think, are they called the Roadrunners?
I believe so.
I think they are.
And I've heard lately here that Bradford's putting up some numbers, so that'll be an interesting game for sure.
Did you play those when you were at Marion?
We did not, unfortunately.
And then WPGW will be doing a simulcast with that, and Ed will be doing that one, and I'll be working with Ed on that. And there's no NFHS video available in that game, so you have to either listen to WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, or you have to drive over to Bradford and check out that action. So, well, as you said, Jordan, looking at the varsity lineup here, I had, I guess, the fortunate to do some scouting here and helping out, and so I watched Fort Laramie on film some, and I think we were talking a little before air, too. Their stud is Caleb Maurer, who you said got 27 in the first game for them at New Knoxville, correct?
Yeah. They have a really good supporting staff, too. You know, good group of boys around them. It looks like They were scoring all over the place. I know the Holscher boy, he also contributed about 12 points against New Knoxville. And I'm not sure if New Knoxville is going to have an up year or down year this year, but it did look like Fort Laramie handled them pretty well.
Yeah, and I actually think at halftime, I think it was a 1 or 2 point game. So I didn't see the end score, but Fort Laramie must have came out and put some points up in the second half. So
yeah, last I seen, I watched a little bit of the game, and I noticed in the third quarter, they went on like a 12-3 run, and then after that, they finished out with another 8 points. So I think the quarter in the third quarter on that second half ended up to be like 19-3 in that third quarter. So,
and, you know, You've played against them, you've coached against them, and you know Fort Laramie plays tough man-to-man defense. They're going to be physical. Yeah. Coach Britton, who's been here now for a few years, I think maybe 7 or 8 years or so, you know, that's kind of been their staple since they've been here, is kind of that toughness of Fort Laramie.
You know, I agree with you. He keeps a really disciplined basketball team, and he always has a hard-nosed defense, and you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, year in, year out, seems like they usually have pretty good success, so it's definitely going to be a good matchup tonight.
And then offensively, they generally run a lot of ball screen action and try to get some advantages inside on switches or guards coming off. If you don't hard hedge those things, you know, looking for some open threes, but still usually somewhat of a controlled offense as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. And on top of that, you can't back down. They got some really good shooters, and you never know who's going to have the hot hand.
And then looking at the roster, I think you said this or mentioned this previously, every one of their guys on their varsity roster that we were handed is a senior. I don't know if you see that ever anywhere.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, that speaks alone for Corey Britton's program, especially when you get those kind of numbers. And, yeah, you don't see that very often.
And then you look at the JV roster, and it's full of juniors and some sophomores in there sprinkled in. And then, obviously, they have a freshman team as well. So
Yeah. Very promising basketball team that they have. And, you know, hopefully we can get come out of here with a good win.
All right. Well, we're getting ready to do the national anthem here, and so we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelt Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KeltPharmacy.com. Kelt Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Wasn't expecting that.
I was not.
The lights are out here for the starting lineups for the Fort Laramie Redskins. So, looking at the starting lineups for the Fort Recovery Indians wearing their purple uniforms, which, by the way, we're still waiting on some, I think, some shorts to come in.
I think we are.
Waiting on those to get in so we can get our new unis out there. But anyway, starting for Coach Leverett's team, which is 2-0 on the season, will be number 0, Landon Post, who's a 6-foot senior. Number 10, Troy Holman, who's a 6-foot junior. Number 12, Rex Leverett, who's a 6'4 junior. Number 41, normally 21, tonight 41. Daniel Patch, who's a 6'7 senior. And number 22, Kel Rammel, who is a 6'5 senior. So we have some size, and looking at Fort Laramie Redskins there, Jordan, you want to go through their starting lineups?
Yeah, so Fort Laramie, they have number 11, Caleb Maurer. He's a senior, 6'1". We have 6'3", Ryan Holscher, number 23. We have senior Ethan Kesser, 5'11", number 30. And Logan Eilerman, senior, 6'4", number 35. And Isaac Ratterman, he's a senior, 6'3", number 44.
All righty, we're getting ready here to get our Wayne IGA pregame tip here and the 10-cover tip-off here. Getting ready to start for both forts. Fort Recovery will be going from left to right on your radio dial, and Fort Laramie going right to left. Cale Rammel will be jumping for the Indians. And Logan Eilerman, the 6'4 senior, will be jumping for the Redskins.
Size-wise, it looks like we match up pretty well against them.
Yeah, should be a good one. And the tip is controlled by the Indians. Troy Holman brings the ball down, seeing what they're in. Looks like man-to-man defense. Swinging the ball over from Rex Leverett to Kel Rammel up top. Kel Rammel drives to the right side, stops and pivots. Swings it back up to Landon Post. Drives, picks up his dribble, hands off to Troy Holman. Nice driving kick. Daniel Patch open three. A little long for Daniel. And Fort Laramie gets a rebound. Pushing up in transition is Ryan Holscher. Over to Maurer. Tip away. Yep. Over and back call. So it will be Indians ball on the side here. Great possession for the Indians. Just came up a little long on the shot. Was Daniel Patch. But nice action to get some things started right here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Troy Holman has the ball triggered in by Kel Rammel to Troy up top. Stands at the half-court area, dribbles over left, gives it to Kel Rammel. Little shake and bake, shot fakes, drives hands off to Troy Holman. Nice drive and spin, step through. Out to Daniel Patch, swings it over on the right-hand side to Kel Rammel on the baseline side. Skip past the Rex Leverett on the left. Over to Landon Post. Back to Daniel on the left-hand side. Indians right now are being patient, but same time, Fort Laramie's doing a great job defensively.
Yeah, it is going to be a tough defensive matchup tonight, that's for sure.
Drive by Kel Rammel. Stop, pops, turn around, pull up jumper, no good. Maurer with the rebound for Fort Laramie. Pushes here in transition. Guarded by Landon Post. Indians look to be in a 1-3-1 zone. Right now, Fort Laramie's trying to figure it out. Pass over to Maurer on the baseline. Back up top to Ratterman. Back over to Maurer for a three in the corner. No good. Kel Rammel with the rebound.
Good possession there by the Indians.
Throws ahead to Troy Holman. Troy Holman drives in. Draw. Nice little drive. Possibly got fouled. No call. Knocked out. It's going to be Fort Recovery's ball underneath.
And so far, we've had three pretty good looks. Pretty anxious to see how we are going to capitalize here on this inbound play.
Yeah, it was a great drive by Troy Holman, being aggressive and not subtle and get to the basket.
Absolutely.
Hopefully you can draw a foul off of that or finish it. Trouble and triggered in. Throws it up for lob pass, and Eilerman steals the ball. Kel Rammel goes up, and he finishes through Kel Rammel. Logan Eilerman with the first bucket of the tonight, and also for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Daniel Patch has the ball now over on the right-hand side. Nice backdoor cut from Kel Rammel. Goes up, gets blocked, calling a foul. Should have been called for the foul earlier.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Coach Britton's upset, but he was hacked twice.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
like I said, it's going to be a tough game, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of fouls are going to be called with these refs.
That was a great give-and-go pass from Daniel to Kel.
Yeah.
Kel Rammel steps to the Hall Brothers foul line and comes up short.
Now, I think we're having a pretty good matchup here between Kel Rammel and the Logan Ireland. They're both relatively the same size.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a pretty physical battle.
Well put together two athletes right there. And Kel Rammel misses the second one of the Hall Brothers free throw line. Looking for our first points here by the Indians on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter sponsor. Right now the Redskins have the ball with Hosher up top on the left-hand side. Throws it over to Kaiser back up to Hosher. Looking to swing it over to, dribbles it across, and almost hands it over to Bauer on the side. Right now Fort Laramie's trying to figure out what the Indians are in.
Yeah, they're struggling against this 1-3-1 right now. They're not too sure what to do.
No. Nice deflection from Troy Holman. Steal by Kel Rammel. Kel Rammel dribbling down here on the floor. Stops. Passes over to Daniel Patchell on the top. Back to Kel Rammel. Drives in. Finishes at Kel. Gets blocked. Nice deep. Oh, Troy Holman had a rebound. Got stripped away by Eilerman. Takes it away from him. Maurer pushes up to Radiman. Radiman drives. Kicks out to Maurer. Back over to Eilerman. Swinging the ball right around to Kaiser on the three in the corner.
Kaiser the big three there.
Right now the Fort Laramie Redskins lead 5-0 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard.
You know, we got some good looks. Now we just got to make sure we capitalize here.
Yeah, I agree. Troy Holman's patient up here top. Going out to set. Pushes it down. Throws over to Kel Rammel on the left-hand side. Swings it back up to Rex Leverett on the right. Rex drives, dishes off to Kel Rammel, back in the corner, swings it back up to Landon. Good ball reversal by the Indians over here to Daniel, back to Kel. Three for Kel Rammel.
Good shot there by Kel.
Nice patience and ball movement by the Indians and got what they wanted. Right now, Kaiser brings the ball down, guarded by Landon Post. Brings it across, swings it over to Eilerman, back over to the corner three. Misses it, Daniel Patch with the rebound. Missed there by Kaiser. Throws ahead to Landon Post. Pushing transition, hits Troy Holman driving in. Good kick out from Rex Leverett. Nice pass out. Swings it to Kel. Nice drive by Kel Rammel. Up left-handed, misses. Routerman with the rebound, pushes ahead to Holscher. Drives in. And they're going to call a blocking foul. Question is, who's it going to be on?
You know, I think that was a tough play there. Ooh, that's a tough call right there. Looked like Daniel had that clean, but looks like they are going to call him with a body foul there.
Yeah. Troy Holman and Daniel Patch were sandwiched, kind of trapping the ball, and they called and they're giving him two shots on that. So Ryan Holscher, number 23, a 6'3 senior, stepped up the free throw line and misses it.
Yeah, he had a good outing for him against New Knoxville there. I think he had right around 10, 12 points, and hopefully we can hold him to zero here tonight.
Darren Eilerman, a 6'1" senior, and Carson Plyman, a 6'7" senior, check in for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Second free throw is up and is no good. Kel Rammel with a very strong rebound. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Right now it is 5-3 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Fort Laramie Redskins have the lead. Troy Holman walks it across, throws it across to Kel Rammel outside the volleyball line. Swings it to Rex Leverett.
The recovery's kind of stagnant right now. Hopefully we get a little bit better movement here.
Troy Holman's looking to get some people moving. We're kind of standing around right now. Swings it over to Landon Post. Landon drives in. Looks for a drive. Dumps off to Kel Rammel. Kel probably should have shot that.
Yeah, he should have.
Kel Rammel does shoot that one on a pass back. Nice crash by Rex Leverett. Get a rebound back up there. Rex, take it up. Good. Gets called for the foul. Nice offensive glass work there by Rex Leverett.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Kale should have probably took that first jump shot, and I think he kind of settled for that second three. But, you know, we'll see what happens here.
Troy Holman's going to trigger the ball in. You got Kel Rammel and Daniel Patch down low. Rex Leverett landing post up top. We just missed Kel Rammel.
Five-second
call.
Dang.
Kel was wide open underneath, and Troy just didn't see him right there.
Yeah. He's focused to that strong side, and that opposite side was wide open.
Yep. All right, let's get a stop right here, fellas. Maurer throws over to Kaiser on the left wing in front of Coach Leverett. First-year head coach, Coach Leverett, 2-0. Right now, the Indians, great steal and read by Rex Leverett on the backside skip. Takes it in strong.
No foul.
And they're going to call travel.
Ooh.
Well, we'll call a good defense, I guess, by Maurer running through right there. Yeah. Rex went to drive in to go shoot the layup. Maurer ran in front of him and looked like he got some hands, but they're calling all ball, and Rex gets the travel. So
Fort Recovery's doing a good job with this 1-3-1. They're really staying disciplined and holding their spots.
Yeah, and they're reading some things.
Yeah, this they, is, are.
They ran a little bit. Cal's got to get out on that one, but they ran a little bit the other night, but not this much that they're going to be doing here tonight. And it's a little bit different type of 1-3-1 as well.
Yeah.
Three in the corner for Fort Laramie with Ethan Kaiser. Misses it. Cal Ramel gets the rebound. Throws it ahead to Troy Holman. Not in a hurry, but Troy Holman's bringing the ball down the floor. Dribbling across. Shake and bake. Drives over. Throws it to Daniel Patch. Daniel catches up top. Swings over to Rex Leverett. Rex turned down to probably a three there as well.
Absolutely.
Cal Ramel's looking to drive in. Skip past to Daniel Patch. Back up to Troy Holman. Over to Daniel Patch back in the corner. Daniel's looking to drive. Kick over to Cal Ramel. Swings it back over to Landon Post. Landon thinks about a three and takes it. Good box out by Fort Laramie. Kaiser with the rebound. Looking to push. Backside. Ooh, that could have been caught a foul.
Yeah.
Kick it back out to Ethan Kaiser for a three. Indians right there just didn't get back in transition. If you're playing a wing spot, you got to be able to get back in transition on defense.
Yeah, Ethan Kaiser's already spotting 6 points, and we're going to have to make sure we slow him down.
Yeah, because he's at two threes now.
Yeah.
Indians have the ball. Cal Ramel on the right-hand side. Swings it back up to Landon Post. Lob pass to Cal Ramel. Power up there, Cal. Could have been called for a foul, and they don't call it.
Fort Recovery got a little lucky right there. Looks like the ball's going to be Indian ball.
Cal Ramel doesn't miss too many two-foot shots right there. That I can tell you.
That's for sure.
And it'd be Indians ball underneath. Troy Holman will trigger it in with Cal Ramel and Daniel Patch down low. Landon Post and Risa Guggenbiller checked in.
Good call.
And Daniel missed the three, and they're calling a holding foul down low on Darian Eilerman. So it'll be Indians ball underneath. 1:18 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. It's 8-3 Fort Laramie Redskins over our Fort Recovery Indians. Troy Holman triggers it into Cal Ramel. Throws it over to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese drives in, kick out to Cal Ramel back up top. Holding the ball at the volleyball line right outside of the half court circle. Now he drives, swings it over to Reese, over to Troy Holman. Trying to get it inside to Daniel Patch on a post up. That's 2 6'7" kids going at it right there.
Yeah.
Troy Holman drives in, spins. Nice step through move by Troy Holman. Throws it a little long. Fort Laramie with the rebound. Coming in down in transition is Maurer. Maurer looks to drive in. Possibly trip call, but they don't call that. We'll take that gift.
Loose ball.
Troy Holman has the ball, looking to attack in a transition. Dumps off to Reese Guggenbiller. Comes in and gets swatted out of bounds. Carson Plyman, a 6'7" senior, knocked that out. So it'll be Indians ball.
Yeah, great play by there by the Redskins, and looks like it's going to be Indian ball. Hopefully we can get a little capitalization off this.
Cal Ramel has the ball thrown in by Troy Holman on the left side of the wing. Cal is directing traffic with 30 seconds to go, looking to go 1-on-1. They call 5-second call.
Ooh, wow.
Cal had a switch out there, so he cleared the side out.
Just as he picked up the ball, too.
Yeah. Not sure I agree with that. Most people will never call that 6 foot.
Especially when you're consistently moving back and forth.
Right.
And, I mean, there was a good three-foot gap between them.
And he's looking for that trap on the wing, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on Reese Guggenbiller. So right now, it'll be Fort Laramie's ball with 17 seconds. 8-3 Fort Laramie. Fort Recovery struggling a little bit here from the floor.
Yeah, defensively, we're not looking too bad, but we really got to get the offensive side going.
Right. I mean, giving up 8 points, we'll take it. We'll take that every time if you can hold them under 10 in
yeah.
a quarter. Maurer for a three on a driving kick. Misses it. Cal Ramel with the rebound. There's a foul they don't call. You might want to call one of those 4 or 5 fouls right there that just happened on that rebound.
Yeah, so far, Cal's been a beast inside getting all these rebounds. Hopefully, we can get down there and finish on the other end now.
Especially when you got 4 guys hanging on you and he's going to get ready to throw an elbow on that. You probably want to clean that up.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's no. What is going on here?
Oh, I think they have a little problems with the clock there. I think it should be at 7 seconds.
Well, they had 7 seconds, but Fort Laramie wanted a sub, and we had the ball throwing it in, and they let him bring him in because they had a guy with 2 fouls. I'm not sure I agree with that. We had the ball in bounds. Kel Ramos bringing the ball up right here, looking tacked with 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1, pulls it. Banks in a three.
Big three-pointer by Kel Ramel there.
Banks in a three from about the volleyball line is Kel Ramel. Right now, Kel Ramel has all 6 of our Indians points, and as you said, Kaiser has 6 of their 8. So
yeah, it really closed the gap there. That three was huge for us. Hopefully we can see a little bit more of that action come next second quarter.
All right, Cal Pharmacy first quarter sponsor, and let's hear some words from Cal Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at kelpharmacy.com. Kelp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, and we're back. Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing the action here. And at the end of the first quarter from Cal Pharmacy, it was 8-6 Fort Laramie. And it will be Fort Laramie's ball to start. And the second quarter is sponsored by Fowler Mechanical. On the floor for the Indians is Landon Post, Riggs, Toby checked in, Reese Guggenbiller, Cal Ramel, and Daniel Patch. It looks like Fort Laramie brought a few subs in as well. Maurer has the ball right now, who's their big gun up top. Swings it over to 34, who's not even on our roster. Swings it back to Maurer. Maurer thinks about a three and hits it. That's a deep three.
That was his first 3 points of the game here. I'm sure they're anxious to get him going.
Yeah, that was deep. Cal Ramel drives in from the right-hand side, kicks over to Daniel Patch. Daniel brings back up, skip past the Landon Post, back inside to Kel Ramel, going town, Kel, and they're calling a push. Yep. Foul will be on Logan Eilerman. And the Fort Laramie fans don't like that one, but you can't body him up.
And that'll be his first.
Rex Leverett checks in and replaces Daniel Patch.
And one good thing for us right now, they have 5 team fouls, so hopefully we can benefit from that.
Keep being aggressive, right?
Absolutely.
There's a foul. Can't shove him.
Yeah.
Lob pass to Kel Ramel and Rodman pushes him away, but Kel does collect the rebound. Drive in by Reese Guggenbiller. Kick out from Landon Post on the right-hand side.
Good
for three. Nice driving kick.
I think that's Landon's sweet spot. I know against Jay County he had a couple of those. And
especially late in the game.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Yeah. Right now it's 11-9 Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie swinging the ball here.
Fort Recovery's still in this one in their 1-3-1 here.
Yep. Doing a great job of matching up out of it. Right now we got Landon Post up top, Reese Guggenbiller and Riggs Toby on the wings. Kel Ramble's in the middle. Rex Leverett's down low. Throws over to the unknown Fort Laramie Redskin. Skips up to Maurer. Reese has got to come up on him. That's too easy.
Yeah.
Kel Ramel gets that rebound, reach in, foul. There we go.
That's number 6.
And as you said, we love having these fouls 84 feet from the basket.
Yeah.
We'll keep piling those things up. Hopefully we'll get some freebies coming up.
Yeah, and Fort Laramie looks like they're just, you know, settling for some threes. You know, they had a couple contested, a couple that were open, but for Fort Recovery right now, it's looking better and better for us.
All right, we just got to keep being aggressive on this end of the floor.
Yeah.
Especially right now with this line, we can drive in space. We got 5 guards almost out there. Landon drives in, backs up, throws back to Riggs Toby. Coaches right in front of Coach Britton wanted a travel call. Might have been one. Landed over to Riggs. Riggs, nice little spin, just comes up a little short on the move. Good move, though.
I couldn't tell that was tipped. It looked like since it's finished below the rim, but.
Eilerman has the ball up to Maurer, swings it over to number 34. Back over to Maurer. Drives in, kicks over to the corner. Eilerman throws up a little floater. Nice little floater by Ethan Kaiser. So right now it's 13-9 Fort Laramie.
And Ethan's spotting 8 points for the Laramie Redskins. A guy we're definitely going to have to shut down.
Kyle Rimmel has the ball for the Ames on the right-hand side. Drives in. Kicks over to Rex Leverett. Lets that three fly. In and out. Great rebound by Landon Post. They're calling offensive foul.
Ooh.
Oh, my. Oh, Riggs wow. Guggenbiller, I guess.
Riggs Guggenbiller.
Oh. I'm glad tough. I got these headphones
yeah,
on.
Tough,
right
tough call right there.
I'd be screaming oh, right man. Now. Oh, my goodness. Great rebound by Landon Post, and they call a shove. You've let so much stuff go. This is the frustrating part. I mean, you being a post player as well. I mean, we're both 6'7", 6'8", and not under 200 pounds by any means. So when you let all that stuff go, and then you call a cheapie like that, we just didn't call that drug of the foot there.
Yeah.
Maurer drives in. Nice little stop and pop. Long. Over the top right there. Coaches want the ball hit the wire, and it'd be in his ball anyway, so we'll take that. Troy Holman will check in to replace Landon Post. So on the floor for the Indians, we got Rex Leverett, Riggs Toby, Reese Guggenbiller, Troy Holman, and Kel Rimmel. Four juniors and a senior. Kel being our lone senior right now. Right now, I think we're showing some depth here a little bit for the Indians. Nice little flare screen by Riggs to Rex. Rex turns down that. Nice pass into Kel Rimmel. Great offensive set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great set called by Coach Leverett. Getting the ball inside to Kel Rimmel, our 6'4", 6'5", senior. Right now he's having himself a nice game with 8 points. I know Capital University is here watching him as well. Coach Goodwin.
That's great. Fort McHenry back in the 1-3-1 here.
They still haven't really figured this out yet. They're trying to get some shifts. There's a moving screen they're not going to call.
And I tell you, they are just settling for those corner threes.
And you know, that's the hardest shot to hit. We'll take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we will. That's great.
Kel Rimmel has the ball up top right now. Drives in. Stop. Pops. Kicks over to Riggs Toby. Right now, the Indians are five out, getting some nice driving kicks and spacing on the floor. Reese Guggenbiller drives
good
in.
Drive.
Stop. Swings over to Troy Holman. Almost deflected. There's a reach-in foul they're not calling. Good deflection. Hustle by Kel Rimmel. To tip it and save it back to Troy Holman. Riggs has it up top to Kel. Thinks about a three. Stop. Shot fake. Swings it. Nice give and go cut. Troy, though, turns it down. Back out to Kel Rimmel on the right-hand side. There's Kel for a three. Long on it.
Ooh, oh. Another tough call there.
Troy Holman going for the glass, and they're calling an offensive rebound foul on Troy Holman. Technically, that's not a hold.
No.
If you are... Daniel's going to check in. It looks like maybe replacing Kel Rimmel. But if you're going for the ball, it's not a hold. If anything, it's an over the back, which is not really a call. So it's a push, if anything.
Especially when both players are putting pressure on each other and you're both moving in the same direction.
Yeah, I don't agree with that call by any means. Landon Post gets top of the 1-3-1. Daniel's in the middle. Rex is down low. And Troy and Riggs are on. Reese's are on the bottom. 34 over to Maurer up top. Indians have done a good job on him so far. Skip pass back to number 34. Back over to Maurer. Rex Leverett out contesting Kaiser for three. That's the guy we haven't found yet. Ethan Kaiser for another corner three, giving him
11 points.
11. Three threes all in the same spot.
11 of their 16.
Right now, Rex is a little slow to get out on that corner three. We got to do a better job of contesting that shot. 16-11 on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Daniel Patch up and in, right?
Yes. Very good move right there. Good feed there by Landon.
I was a little shocked because I haven't seen Daniel shoot too many post moves this year. Thought it was Kel Rimmel at first. Right now, Fort Laramie's being good. That's a guy you don't have to go out and guard. It's Carson Plyman, I'm assuming, on the wing. 6'7 kid. But that, you got to guard him inside there. Knocked away. Loose ball. Rex Leverett goes down. There's got to be a foul there. Jesus.
Four guys, three guys on the floor.
Holy, you're giving that timeout to him? Are you serious?
Fort Laramie got the timeout. I'm not sure how.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm pretty sure Fort Recovery had the possession, but.
There was a scrum on the floor, five guys on the floor, and they give Fort Laramie the timeout when Coach Leverell called for a timeout, and they wouldn't give it to him right in front of our bench.
Yeah.
30-second timeout nonetheless, but we'll keep it here. So Kel Rimmel's going to check in. We'll see he's going to replace. So
right now we got Fort Laramie with 16 and the Fort Recovery Indians with 13.
And right now the thing that's hurt us the most is Ethan Kaiser's corner three shots.
Yeah. Hopefully we can make some adjustments there, and whether we have to switch up our defense there or who's going to close out on him, but hopefully we can get some better defensive possessions going.
So word from Mr. Neil Spencer is number 34 is Max Maurer, a 5'11 sophomore, number 21 in the JV roster.
And if I'm guessing, he's probably a relation to that Caleb Maurer that's leading their team so far this year in scoring. So,
well, if anything like Fort Recovery, half the people are related.
So. That's what I mean. Yep, absolutely.
So Max has the ball up top right now. Going to swing it over to probably his brother, we're going to say, Caleb Maurer. Caleb throws it over to Plyman for corner three, and I was wrong. Holy cow. Nice step out three for Carson Plyman. Of course, that's the game nowadays, though, isn't it?
Oh, geez.
All kidding. Bigs can shoot it. Landon Post answers back for three on a nice driving kick by Cal Rimmel.
Another big three by Landon.
Right now, both teams are trading threes.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes left in the first half, 19-16.
On the Fall Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Maurer over to Maurer. How to keep it simple. Back over to Maurer. Younger Maurer, anyway. Kaiser thinks about a three, drives in. And up and in for on the drive. Indians quickly down the floor. Landon Post stops and pops and hits the shot for Landon Post.
Trading buckets.
Nice transition bucket for the Indians right there. Rex Leverett pushes ahead and hits Landon for a 15-footer.
Yes, it was.
Skip pass over here to Maurer. Back over to Kaiser in the corner. Another three. Misses it long. Rebound to Rex Leverett. See, that sometimes hitting those threes is the kiss of death.
That's right.
Because you want
to
keep jacking those suckers.
Your confidence gets a little too, little overboard there.
Because normally they're not shooting on one pass, and he just let that thing fly. All right, now Landon Post has the ball, swings it over to Daniel Patch. Looks to drive, puts the ball on the floor, stops, pops, back to Landon, inside to Cale Rammel, up, and ooh, misses it.
Yeah, you don't see that too often, a miss by Cale Rammel there under the basket.
A great offense by the Indians, though.
Absolutely.
Got it where we wanted it. Maurer drives in, stops, kicks out to Kaiser in the three, back up to Maurer. Oh, nice pass inside to Carson Plyman.
He just squeezed that right through there. You know, that's a tough pass to make, especially when you got those defenders with the long arms out there.
Yeah, that is Rex got caught on backside of that 1-3-1. Daniel Patch, skip pass to Rex Leverett. Lets that three fly long. Crash the glass. Max Maurer ends up with a rebound, pushes ahead to his brother Caleb.
30 seconds left.
Drives in, stop, pops, up, misses.
Over the back.
Carson Plyman doing some work inside. Nice box out Troy Holman on the second time.
Looks like Fort Recovery's going to go for the last shot here. 15 seconds left in the game, or in the first half.
They're trying to trap to get the ball out of Cal Ramos' hands with 10 seconds. Here they come flashing up. We got to find the open man. Rex got flash. You got flash. Rex, don't stand.
Ah, big turnover
by Cal Rammel. Maurer, or Kaiser stops and shoots a three. About a 50-footer right off the front of the rim. At the half, Fort Laramie leads the Fort Recovery Indians 23-18. Quick evaluation there, Jordan.
You know, I was a little disappointed there in the end. You know, I think we just got tired. And I was really hoping we were going to get the ball down the floor to get a good bucket there at the end. You know, we kind of had a silly turnover there, and Fort Laramie was able to come out with that last shot. But, you know, all in all, 23-18, both tough teams playing hard ball right now, and I'm looking forward to that second half.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back from Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Gents, boys, and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians. BU of Hair Own Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, and we're back here. Again, Brian Patrick, Jordan Winter, bringing the action tonight from the Fort Laramie Gymnasium. Scheduled for the up-and-coming week here on our Cooper Farms Halftime Show is the Thursday night. The girls' game will host Parkway, so come out and check out our Fort Recovery Lady Indians at 6 o'clock, varsity game only. WPGW will be simulcasting that, and you can obviously watch it on NFHS. And then Friday night, the boys will travel to Rockford to take on the Parkway Panthers for Recovery Radio, so Jordan and I will be doing that broadcast as well, and you can also watch it on NFHS if you can't make it out there. And then Saturday, the boys will travel to Radford, and WPGW will be simulcasting that one, and there's no video for that one. So if you want to watch the Radford game, you either got to listen to it or show up to Radford to take that in. And trying to get an update right here on some scores for our JV game. But in varsity game, you want to run down our scores with
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So at the end of half, Fort Laramie is up right now 23-18 on our Fort Recovery Indians. We have three guys on our scoring, Landon Post with 8, Cale Rammel with 8, and Daniel Patch with 2. You know, Landon had 2 big threes there that really helped us. And on the Fort Laramie side, Ethan Kaiser is sporting 13, Caleb Maurer with 3, Logan Eilerman with 3, Carson Plyma with 3, and Max Maurer with 2. Right now, if we shut down the Kaiser kid, I think we'll really make them struggle, especially in that 1-3-1.
Yeah, and, you know, he's got, I think, three of the threes for him, so 9 of his 13s come from the corner three on the rotation, and which the Indians have been just a little slow to get out on. But, you know, if you're going to give up a three, giving up a three in the corner is probably the best bet to give up, though, especially for a 1-3-1.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the toughest spots on the floor, and I know Carson Plyman, I'm sure he was pretty happy walking away with one of his threes.
Yeah, and I see 6-7 kids step out and hit one of those, and I know Daniel can shoot them for us as well. Like you said, the game's kind of evolved a little bit and ever-changing right there. But
yeah, and Daniel had a great look there down low and was able to capitalize on that. And I know how good of a shooter he is, so I'm anxious to get him, see him shoot the ball from the outside.
Yeah, it would be nice to get him going a little bit because that would alleviate some of that pressure from Kel. I think, you know, right now, you know, you mentioned our scores. We got 3 kids that have scored. You know, Landon right now is having himself a real nice game. You know, Kel's playing well, but that's kind of expected of Cale Rammel. You know, first team All-MAC kid for us and, you know, returning and expected to be a first teamer again this year. And so you kind of expect that from your senior. And, you know, but I think Landon's having himself a nice ball game here with 8 points. He, as you said, hit 2 big threes and hit a little 15-footer. And, you know, we need to get him going. And, you know, I stopped in at practice last night. You know, I know Coach to watch a little bit, talk with Coach, and he had said that, you know, Daniel's got to be more assertive on the offensive end. And you said he had, you know, he had a nice little post move right there, but he's got to look for some shots. And, you know, another kid that needs, I think, to be able to score for us is Reese Guggenbiller.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you've watched him and coached him enough to know that kid can flat out shoot the ball. And, you know, he's going to get some open looks on driving kicks, and he's got to be able to step up some confidence as well.
Yeah, he really has a nice shot. I tell you, when we coached him in the JV ball, he's always a kid that you can rely on to take a nice shot, and hopefully we see that here today.
Yeah, so we'll take a break here and at the Cooper Farm halftime show, and we'll be back here to start close to the second half.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
And we're back here. Getting ready to start the third quarter.
And you know, in that first half, I was pretty shocked. I was hoping we were going to take some advantages on their fouls, but I'm pretty sure they ended that first half with only six fouls.
Yeah, you're right. We never did shoot a one-on-one, did we?
No, so, I mean, I'm not sure if it's the flow of the game or the refs decided to call it a little differently, but I'm sure the physicality of this game is going to amp up even more here in the second half.
Absolutely. All right. It will be Cal Rammel triggering the ball in for the Indians. And on the floor, throws it over to Troy Holman. And then we have Daniel Patch, Landon Post, and Reese Guggenbiller stepping in, replacing Rex Leverett here in the starting spot. Start the second half. Cal Rammel has the ball up top. Daniel's trying to set a high ball screen for him, but swings it back over to Reese. Cross screen over there. Gets the ball inside to Daniel.
Open look for Reese Guggenbiller there on the three.
Oh, follow your shot. There you go, Reese.
Big offense rebound.
Reese gets a rebound. Throws it back up to Daniel. Swings it over to Kel. Back over to Daniel on the left-hand side. Daniel shoots that three.
Oh,
off
that
the front.
I was looking for.
But those are the two guys that we said have got to be able to get going for the Indians.
Absolutely.
Max, no, that's Holscher in. Drives in and finishes over Daniel. In transition, Cal Ramo has the ball, bringing it up.
That's Holscher's first 2 points of the game.
Looking for Daniel on the back door. Now he hits Reese on the back door. Reese skips over to Troy Holman on the right-hand side.
one thing Fort Laramie does good on defense, they really have good help side defense, especially when there's penetration.
Well, we're close enough to the bench, we can hear their bench, and right now when Troy gets the ball, you can hear him yell, non-shooter, zag, zag, zag. So obviously they were prepped, and you know they know the personnel, which we expect, so yeah. They know who they have to help on and who they don't.
You know, I think Coach Lever has made some good changes here. Hopefully getting Reese and Daniel activated a little bit more in this game.
Right, Maurer has the ball up top. Indians are getting on that 1-3-1. Skip over to Holscher. And turnover right now. Both teams straight back-to-back turnovers on just balls they should have had, but both guys just let them slip through their hands. Turnover on Logan Eilerman. So it'll be Indians' ball. Troy Holman bringing the ball down. Guarded by Ethan Kaiser. Over to Kel Rammel. Drives in, kicks out to Landon Post up top. Landon thinks about a three, turns it down, drives, swings it over to Daniel. Daniel back over to Reese.
Ooh, look down there.
Yep, got Kel ISO'd. Get it to him.
Too late. Oh,
that's a foul, yeah. Doubling off of the backside help on Kel Rammel inside, and they get a reach-in foul on Ryan Holscher.
You know, it's so tough, too, when you're that big guy. You're looking for that ball, and you think you're open, and you got that second guy right on the other side of you.
Yeah, you're working, thinking, like you said, you're sealed, but you don't see the guy behind you, and the passer is able to see that. So you always talk about the passer trying to lead that post pass in there. Indians trigger it in to Reese, and they're calling a deflected ball, and I think that's a gift.
Yes, it was. I think that was just slipped out of our buttered fingers, and
Reese loses it. Coach Britton right now is on his knees.
Yes, he is. Oh, boy.
Indians will take that gift, and hopefully we can score off of this. Reese Guggenbiller drives in, left-hand side, swings the ball back up to Landon, and now the Indians do turn it over. Maurer picks it up. Throws it up to his brother Maurer, drives in, and they're calling that body contact.
I tell you, the way they're calling the whole game, I would never have guessed that.
Finish right there for Caleb Maurer. Oh, boy. That was not a lot of contact.
It was not. That's 5 points for Caleb Maurer. He's going for a six right here. Right now we got Fort Laramie with 27 points and Fort Recovery Indians with 18.
Good on the free throw, on the Hall Brother free throw line. Landon Post with the ball here. We need a big bucket here in a big way. Skips it over to Troy Holman. Drives in, stop, pops, kicks out to Daniel. Trying to get Daniel Kel ISO'd and knocks it out of bounds. Looks like Kel maybe jammed his finger on that.
Yeah, we got lucky on that pass. It looks like it almost turned the ball over there.
And the Indians are going to take a timeout right here. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be right back. On the K&L third quarter tractor scoreboard, Fort Laramie 28, Fort Recovery 18.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
You know, Jordan, you look down at the baseline where we're taking it out, and you see a lot of state champion banners up there.
Yes, you do. I tell you, this school, they sure have a knack for success.
Out of bounds play, throw it into Kel Rammel, but Fort Laramie has a hold of it as well, and unfortunately for Fort Laramie, they were stepping out of bounds, so Indian retained the ball. Landon Post will trigger it in. My goodness, there was another grab. Reese for three, off of it. Rex with the rebound.
Ooh. I didn't see it over the back there, but looks like the ref's going to get that on.
Well, technically, there is no such thing as over the back. That's not a call, even though you see fans screaming all the time.
Rex Leverett with the foul there.
That's just Rex being bigger and better jumper,
I agree.
We got Digger behind us here. Don Kemper, our Matt Kamish. I'll have to ask him about that call later here. Great defense by Landon Post. Right now, the Indians are going man-to-man. Landon Post is on Caleb Maurer. That'd be a good matchup. Ball screen coming here. Daniel Patchy ends up switching on him. Good drive in. Hangs in the air. Wow. Cal Rammel with the rebound.
Big rebound by Cal. They're pushing it hard.
Cal. Well, kind of got shoved. They didn't call it. Rex is inside. Nice pass to Landon. Makes a post move. And up and no good for Rex. Indians are just struggling right now offensively. It's 28-18. Up and misses. Kaiser gets a rebound. They're blocked. Now they call a foul.
Two shots. Who's going on the line there? Is that
That's Kaiser.
That's Kaiser. Yes, it is.
Daniel Patch picks up the foul, which from here looked like it was all ball.
That gives Fort Recovery the third team foul.
4:31 to go here in the third quarter. K&L Tractor.
Looks like we have a couple subs here. Carson Plyman. Or I'm sorry, that would be Austin Plyman, number 50. We had that big 3-4 earlier. And looks like Logan Eilerman will be subbed out of the game.
And for the Indians, they brought in Riggs Toby to replace Reese Guggenbiller. So the Indians have Rex Leverett, Cal Rammel, Riggs Toby, Daniel Patch, and Landon Post on the floor. Second free throw is up and good for Kaiser. Hit both of those. Increase the lead 30-18 right now. The Indians need a bucket in the worst way, down 12 here. Cal Rammel stopped, picked up his dribble, swings it over to Landon Post. Landon drives in, kicks. Cal Rammel drives back to Landon Post. I'd say that's got to be a foul. Nice give and go from Cal Rammel to Landon Post there.
Landon for two shots here.
Steps to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Hopefully can capitalize on these two. Chip away at that lead. A lot of time here left in the ballgame. 4:13 to go. Landon hits the first one. Hall Brothers was good to us there. Hopefully it'll be good to us on this one as well.
Yeah, I agree. Fort Recovery's going to have to play some pretty good defense now and really buckle down.
Landon hits the second one.
Looks like we're going to put some man pressure on him, full court here.
Maurer has the ball. Caleb Maurer being guarded by Riggs Toby. Drives in, kicks over to Kaiser in the three, and they're going to call foul on Rex Leverett. So it'll be three free throws here from Kaiser. Ethan Kaiser's having himself a nice ball game.
Yes, he is.
Got himself 15 points right here.
Chance for 18. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job so far slowing down Caleb Maurer, but with that being said, Kaiser's kind of went off on us.
Yeah. He was a kid I really didn't notice that much in the New Knoxville game.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it looks like he had 6 points against New Knoxville in that game, so a big difference for him right now.
Hits the first one, giving himself 16 on the night and 31 for Fort Laramie.
You know, one good thing that Fort Laramie has going for them right now is when they sub, it doesn't seem like much of a sub. You know, when you're sporting all majority of all seniors on your team.
Yeah. Hits the second one, 32-20 lead now for the Redskins, and Alex Dews will check in, I believe, for his first time tonight for Daniel Patch. And hits all three of them, giving him 18 on the night. Reese will check in and replace Kel Rimmel. So right now we got Rex and Riggs, Reese, Landon, and Alex on the floor. It's pretty much probably all you're going to see. Indians are eight deep, and they play those guys pretty equally. Landon Post has the ball on the top of the key, swings it over to Reese. Reese drives in. No foul there.
Body foul right there.
Great drive by Reese, but they're saying no foul. Can't believe that. Maurer for pull up three in the other way in transition. Misses it. Lost the ball. Shocked they didn't call foul there. Riggs with the ball, pushes in transition, finds Rex Leverett over for a quick three. Misses it. Nice hustle by Riggs Toby, deflect it.
You know, Riggs and Alex, they're giving us great minutes. Those are two really good juniors, you know, hustle their butts off, and hopefully we can capitalize and get a couple steals from them here.
They know their role, right?
Absolutely.
Guard, guard, guard. If you can hit a bucket and get us something, that's great. That's bonus. Oh, don't slip that one. Nice steal by Reese. Got lucky there because Carson Plyman, two guys jumped out on the three and didn't guard Carson inside at 6'7". Landon Post has the ball on the right-hand side, drives in, stop. Nice little shot fake, a little short on the shot. Alex Dews with the rebound. Up and in. Great hustle, Alex Dews, in a putback.
You know, like we said earlier, those two guys, they know their role. They're coming in for a few minutes, and I'm happy to see Alex get a good bucket here, and hopefully we can finish here on the free throw line.
Right. You got spot minutes. Play as hard as you possibly can. Give us everything you can on both ends. Get you a break. Get you back in there.
100%. Looks like Logan Island is going to be checking back in for the Austin Plyman.
50-50 signature at the end of the quarter. 50-50 at the quarter.
Right now, Alex Dew steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and misses that one. Ratterman with a rebound. Throws it over to Caleb Maurer, and Troy Holman picks him up full court. Throws it over to Max Maurer, back to Caleb. Coach Leverett wanted a moving screen inside. Didn't get it, though. Right now, Fort Laramie Kaiser has the ball up top, guarded by Landon Post. Drives in baseline. Nice moving screen. Ooh, there, and they finally call that one. I think you could call about every time down the floor moving screen by Fort Laramie.
I think you could. And, you know, one thing about them, too, is they play so physical that for me and you, I think it's pretty noticeable. I mean.
Yeah. And, you know, for Coach Brent, he really doesn't care because he just replaces another kid with, like you said, interchangeable parts, right? I mean, they just interchange the same. Only thing that changes is the jersey number, but it's the exact same thing. Alex Dews for a three, misses it. Troy Holman got held, no call. Max Maurer with the rebound, swings it over to Caleb Maurer. Drives in, and is he quick with the ball?
Yeah, he is explosive.
He's going by Reese and Riggs like they're nothing, and those guys are great defenders. Yeah. Shot up and misses it for Isaac Ratterman, misses another one. Landon Post with the rebound. Looking to push in transition. Swings over here if you have Troy Holman. Nope. Drive, stop, kicks out to Troy now. Hit that gap, Troy. Stop, pops a little 15-footer contested and misses it.
Tough shot.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and I think a lot of these boys, they feel like they have to take a shot because.
Yeah, great call.
It was a very good call.
Great call. Maurer had the ball, was running, stopped, backed up. If he just would have stopped, that's a foul on Alex Dews. Yeah. Instead, he backed up when he did stop and gets called for a shoving foul. Great call right there. We'll take that one. Troy Holman has the ball up top now. Coach Leverett, this is kind of his rat race group. He uses them to get up and down to kind of pressure, mix the pace up a little bit.
Yeah.
Troy Holman has the ball now, drives in. Looking for foul, no foul. Up, nice hustle by Riggs Toby.
Good scrappy group right now, I tell you. They're all
nice play by Troy Holman on the spin. Up and good for Troy. Giving him two on the night. I agree with you 100%. Nice scrappy play there by the Indians with Riggs. Riggs knocks it away. Troy Holman picks it up and finishes. It is 33-24. We're cutting into that lead on the K&L third quarter scoreboard here. Let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here. Again, 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Fort Laramie has 33, and our Fort Recovery Indians have 24. Fort Laramie triggers it into Max Maurer, driving in. Up and ooh, blocking
they call. They
call
a block.
Holscher, I should say, over to Max Maurer with the finish. With the and chance for an and one here. Foul on Landon Post.
Fouls on number zero, Landon Post.
That is Landon's second. Looks
sake, they're going to put in a number 21. I don't even have him on my...
Alex Burner checks in for the Redskins.
On our roster. Looks like he's filling in for Ryan Holscher.
21 is Alex Borger. And Max does hit that one. Alex Borger is 21.
Short brings ball down.
Landon Post has the ball. A little shake and bake on the baseline side. Back up to Reese. Troy Holman now has the ball. Drive and spin. Picks up his dribble. Looking for someone to throw to. It's Alex Deuce. Troy Holman has the ball back up top. Over to Landon Post. Right now, we got to figure out who's going to score in this group. And it's got to be Reese or, I think, Landon.
Yeah, nice drive. To do the dribble drive.
Yep. Drive and kick with a lot of guards right here. Troy Holman drive in. Kick out to Landon Post. Over to Reese Guggenbiller. Back up top to Landon. Got to move. Fellas can't stand. Landon has the ball. Drives in now. Stop spins. And up and good gets finish. The roll. Nice finish for Landon Post.
At 20 seconds left here in the third quarter.
And he's picking up full court. Borger drives in. Throws over to Max Maurer. Up and good.
Max Maurer.
That's the problem, I guess, when you press. You give up some easy buckets here and change. Trying to cut into that.
Yeah.
Reese has the ball on the left-hand side. 9 seconds, 7 seconds, and we turn it away, throw it away. A little miscommunication there from Troy and Reese.
5 seconds left in the third quarter here. Let's see what Fort Norman's going to draw off here.
38-26 Redskins, lead over our Fort Cover Indians. Alex Dews is picking up Isaac Radiman full court, and everyone else is matched up man-to-man. Slide your feet right there. Be ready to help. Stop, picks his dribble up as Routerman, and a half-court shot. No good. Going into halftime, I wish it was halftime. Going into the third quarter, it's Fort Laramie, 38. Our Fort Recovering Indians, 26.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're getting ready to start off the fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery Insurance will be our fourth quarter sponsor. I know K&L Tractors and Todd Holman wish they could have gave us a little better quarter right there, but hopefully Fort Recovery Insurance will be good to us here.
I hope so.
All right, nice backdoor play from Caleb Maurer. There's no way that can be on Cal Rammel.
That was a tough foul, too, because...
Oh, my goodness. So on one end, they jump to block the shot, and they have set their arms supposedly straight up, and it's no foul. We jump with our arms straight up, and it's a foul.
And he's fading away, so...
Right. Yeah, he's trying to avoid contact. So Cal Rammel picks up the foul. Caleb Maurer goes to the free throw line. And he says, as Coach Lover has asked him, he said he shoved him. He went straight up. There's no shove. He jumped vertical. You're allowed to go vertical. Anyway, hits both free throws. Actually hit one free throw. Rex Leverett has the ball. Drives it in. There's a body foul, yep. Carson Plyman with a little bit of extra oomph.
That'll be Fort Laramie's sixth team foul.
Foul number 50, Austin Plyman. Team six.
So right now, Troy Holman is going to trigger it in. Start the fourth quarter. About 30 seconds off the clock or so. Landon Post has the ball on the right-hand side. Drives in, and good left-handed layup. Finish, and a foul for Landon Post. Great take by Landon. He's having himself a nice ball game tonight.
Yes, he is. I'd like to see a little bit more action of him getting to the rim like that. It was a great finish.
Yep. Holscher will come out. Max Mauer replaces him.
And, you know, I think one of the toughest things about, you know, Fort Laramie, and we've mentioned it time and time again, but it is just so hard to match up with how physical they play. And it's not just one position, it's all positions.
Landon Post misses the shot, but gets his rebound, throws over to Kel Rammel. Step back, three, good for Kel Rammel. We'll take that. Missed the free throw, gained 3 points.
That brings the deficit down to 9 points for Fort Recovery.
7:18 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Troy Holman has the assignment of guarding Caleb Mauer, and he drives baseline, stops, pops, a little fadeaway. Boy, is he a player.
Yeah, nice shot there from Caleb Mauer.
Nice drive, stop, pulling up on balance. Three in the other end by Reese Guggenbiller. Misses. Kel Rammel put back up.
Offensive rebound.
Pace is starting to pick up here a little bit for the Indians. Pushing ahead in transition. Throws for a lob pass, misses it, and we don't get back on defense, and Kaiser throws and cleans it up.
We got caught watching there on that offensive rebound.
Yep. Mauer misses the first one, and they thought, hey, he's going to hit it. Kaiser hustles down the floor. Kel Rammel looking to find someone, throws over to Landon Post, back to Kel Rammel. Kel fires a three, short. Toby's going to be checking in, probably replacing Reese Guggenmiller.
You got Fort Laramie 44, Fort Recovery Indians 33.
Landon Post is guarding Caleb Mauer, getting ready to trigger the ball in bounce. Throws over to Kaiser, and he's been the thorn on our side tonight as he's got 20. Ooh.
We got a man press right now, so let's see if we get
A little run and jump, timeout. That was close to a 10-second call. Coach Brenton recognized that, took a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll stay here with them. Action in the JV game tonight. Indians come up a little short, but Eli Leonard, sophomore Eli Leonard, led the way with 15 points. Freshman Colson Post had 10 for the Indians. So those two chipped in for 25 of our, I think, 39 points. So,
yeah, good numbers from both of those kids.
And I saw Eli stroking it yesterday while in practice, and Colson shot it well at the Jay County game. So,
you know, that finish there was pretty tight, and I think if we would have got that rebound off that free throw at the very end, we would have had a little bit of a chance to go down and shoot a shot, but we gave up a tough offensive rebound down there, and they finished. And
They win. Fort Laramie holds on to win by 4 points. So, what do you think about the Buckeyes making it into the playoffs?
I'm not too sure about that right now. I tell you, I have high hopes for C.J. Stroud and possibly winning the Heisman, but I don't know. Georgia, that's going to be a tough battle.
It will. Should be a good one, though. Nice deflection by Riggs. Toby, great hustle. They're trying to throw it across court, and Riggs knocks it out and hustles after it, tries to save it. Yeah, should be a good matchup, though. I'm glad they got in. And I mean, one loss, you know, the other teams had one loss, and Buckeyes were one or two most of the year. So,
yeah,
I don't know how you don't let them in. I know they didn't play well in Michigan, but they were 5 plays away in that game.
Absolutely.
That's not a lot.
Especially when they're number 3 team in the nation.
Yeah, watch for a backdoor play here, and Indians read that well. Yeah, so now you're in. Now you got to not blow your opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Fort Laramie's dribbling the ball up top. Kaiser drives in, loses the ball. Big Landon defense. Post picks it up. Great defense by Troy Holman. Landon drives in, kicks out. No, nice little move by Landon Post. Misses, but Kel Rammel cleans it up. Offensive rebound put by Kel Rammel.
You know, that's the one thing Kale really offers this team, just that finishing around the bucket. I mean, he's just always a ball hawk around there.
Yep. Kick ball by Kel Rammel back. Double kick by Fort Laramie right back out of bounds. I don't know if I've seen that before.
Kind of looking like the World Cup out here.
Which, by the way, I've watched 0 minutes of.
I think I watched one goal, so we're about.
I know nothing about this sport. So, 44-35, Fort Laramie Redskins right now with 5:40 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Fort Laramie takes it out underneath their basket. Tries to get it to Max Mauer, and up and no good. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Riggs throws it over to Kel Rammel. Let him a little bit too much. Turnover for Indians. Kel hustles back, deflects the ball. Fort Laramie is able to pick it up, and they're going to call a foul on Riggs Toby.
That'll be our team 7, so they'll go 1-1 here.
You know what? Sometimes if they're missing, that's not a bad thing.
You're right.
It's a chance to get back in the game.
You know, one thing, we're down by 9 points right now, and our Indians, they sure in the heck aren't giving up, are they?
No, they're playing hard, and you expect that out of a Bob Loverett coach team. And right now, things haven't really gone our way too well offensively, but, you know, we're fighting back and clawing and trying to find a way to get back in this game. Free throw's up, no good.
Ooh.
Reese Guggenbiller with the rebound, pushing in transition. Right now, we just got to make sure we get good looks here on offense. Does no good. Yep, we get a call for a travel. Riggs is just trying to do a little too much there.
Yep.
Slow down and be on pace. Land post is going to come in and probably replace Riggs. Yep. It's one of those things, you just kind of know your role a little bit. Drive and be a kick or a ball mover. Get the ball moving and know that your job's right here on this end on the defensive end.
That's right.
Because right now we need probably Landon and Cal to get some touches on the offensive end. Unless it's open layups in transition.
Agreed. It's so hard when you're a boy like that and you just want to do everything you can. And
yeah. Three out and no good for the Redskins and Kel Rammel. Reese gets a rebound, throws it ahead to Kel Rammel. He's looking to attack. Drive kick over to Troy. One more up to Rex Loverett. Hit that three, Rex.
Big three.
Ooh. Misses, shoving it back. Absolutely, right there in front.
Big call.
Of the official. Kind of hard to miss that one when Landon goes flying out of bounds.
Yeah. He'll go to the line for his 1-1. Yep. That'll be their 18 foul.
Alex will check in to replace Rex Loverett. Hopefully the Hall brothers' free throw line is good to us. At least hit the first one. We'll take a miss again for another three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we had on the previous one.
And nobody's really in foul trouble. Looks like our most is two. And Caleb Maurer from Laramie has three fouls. So
Landon steps up and drills that free throw, giving him 15 on the night.
Great night for him right now.
Ties our team lead with Kel Rammel with 15. We just got to find that third score.
That's right.
Miss for Landon, though. Maurer has the ball guarded by Landon at half court right now. Throws over to his brother, Max. Swings it across to Radiman. Back up to Maurer. Over to Kaiser. Kaiser drives over. Good deflection by Kel Rammel. They're going to call a hold on Kel up top. Going for a loose ball.
Kale took a hard flop there. He's hurting there a little bit on his hip, but hopefully he can shake it off here.
Rex will replace Alex Dews. Looks like a little offense for defense opportunity here. So Ethan Kaiser will step up to the charity line with 20 points on the night.
Big night for him for the Redskins.
Especially since you said he had 6 the other night in his first game. Oh, the ball goes around the rim. We'll take that. Kel Rammel with the rebound. Outlets to Landon Post in transition. Pulls up on, they just left the ball. Rule number one, don't leave the ball.
Ooh.
Landon drives in, stops, shot fakes, and they foul. Nice job by Landon Post attacking the basket. That's where we got to make some ground right here.
Absolutely.
Free throw line, clock stop, dig into this lead a little bit.
And you know, Fort Laramie, they dive so hard on those attacks that hopefully we can get some good kickouts out of here and maybe see a couple threes come up.
Yeah, on the backsides. And it hits that free throw. Alex will check in and replace Rex. Yeah, like I say, they're so well-schooled on help side defense. Anytime the ball goes, they're definitely, they're trying to stop it before it gets to the paint.
Yeah.
It's either kick to the corner and one more back up top or kick to the corner and hit a three. Landon hits that one.
Bringing it down to a 6-point deficit for the Indians. They're right there with it in it. 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
Game high. Landon Post tonight, 17 for the Indians. Maurer stop and pop. Man, is that smooth.
That's a tough shot.
You're going 100 mile an hour to stop on a dime and go straight up vertically for a shot. That's a tough hit.
So explosive, yes.
They're trying to trap Kel a little bit. Alex Dews for three. Get in there, Alex. Misses it. Troy Holman with the rebound. Nice step through. Get in there. And one for Troy Holman right here, Chance. Nice offensive rebound by Troy Holman.
Hopefully we can capitalize on this 3-point play. Yep. And
foul on Holscher.
Foul's on number 23, Ryan Holscher. That's his
right now, Fort Laramie's doing offense and defense, it looks like, maybe as well. And that is five on Ryan Holscher.
It is five on Holscher.
Doesn't seem like he's played a lot tonight.
You know, he only had 2 points compared to his game against New Knoxville, where he sported 12 for him then.
Isaac Radovan checks in for the Redskins.
Well, that's an advantage for us, could be, because they throw a bigger, slower post guy in there, replace a faster, quicker guard. So hopefully maybe we can use this as our advantage to get some turnovers on some traps.
Short for one.
Misses it on the Hall Brothers free throw line. And the Indians are trying to trap him right away. There's a double dribble.
Looks like they called us for a foul, though.
The guy by the ball calls double dribble. The guy opposite the ball across court calls a foul.
And I think the double dribble was first.
I agree. So Rex is going to come in for Alex Dews.
At the line is Isaac Ratterman. Currently has no fouls, no points.
He's just a glue guy. Doing his job, setting screens and defending.
That's right.
You need those guys. Takes a couple dribbles and eyes it and swishes it. Good hit for that young man. Right now, the Indians trail by 7. So big hit for Mr. Ratterman there. Couple dribbles and eyes the second one and flies it and hits that one. Kel Rammel dribbles it down, throws it to Landon Post, back up to Rex Leverett, and he's got to be a little more assertive. Passing it to Kel Rammel on a give and go, turnover. Maurer steps in and steals it, Ratterman up, misses it. Maurer with the ball.
Everybody wants an over the back, but.
Yep.
They call.
Now they're calling timeout. They were yelling, pull it back out, and they kept throwing it up. Unfortunately, they kept missing it. And unfortunately for us, they kept getting rebounds. Yeah. All right, it's full timeout. We'll take a timeout with them, and we'll be back.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great.
All right, we're back. Not sure what happened there, but got cut off. All right, 3:20 to go. Fourth quarter, Indians trail by 8. Fort Laramie triggered the ball in up top. Caleb Maurer with the ball.
Trying to get the gate screen there for Caleb Maurer on top of the key.
Run a little UCLA action with the back screen. And, turnover out of it. We'll take that. Turnover on the Fort Laramie Redskins. Throws it away.
Hopefully we can capitalize here on a big bucket. Yeah.
3 minutes to go. A couple possessions right here is all we need. Need a score. We'll take this one. Kel Rammel with a pull-up jumper. Short. Great hustle by Landon Post. Throws it back in, but Fort Laramie gets the ball. Max Maurer has the ball. Dribble up. There's a turnover. Good Kel Rammel.
Tippy toe on the line there, I think.
Oh, we get a steal, but you could see he was unsure with the ball right there. And Kel read that, went after him, and just stole it, but happened to steal it right out of bounds right on the sideline.
Good hustle play, though.
Yep. Caleb Maurer with the ball up top, guarded by Landon Post. Dribbles down, creates some space for himself. I'd say right now they're probably going to run some clock unless they get a layup like this.
Ooh, big
great
block.
Drive in, and Rex Leverett says, not tonight. Throws it against the wall. We need to be able to get a stop right here. Oh,
Jesus.
That's one of those not paying attention plays by Landon Post. They lob it into Caleb Maurer for an easy bucket.
You know, they really played that up, I believe.
Yeah, he did. Rex dribbles down, throws up a shot, misses it. Kel Rimmel with an offensive rebound, gets fouled on the miss. So Kel will go to the free throw line here. Shoot two free throws on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Well, if the clock stops with 2:19 to go, we got to cash in here. Isaac flies it and short.
I think Alex and Rex are going to do a little offensive defense substitutions here.
Yep. That's kind of been our night right now. A lot of our shots have been short. Second one is up, and good. Reese Guggenbiller somehow gets a rebound tipped to him. Reese with the three. Misses it. Kel Rimmel with the rebound. Back up. Foul and misses.
Going to the line for two.
We need to get some of those in, fellas. We've had some good looks on this end. We got to score. Got to score.
We cannot seem to buy a bucket from that three-point line tonight.
No. Landon hit a couple early. Kel hit two early, and we haven't hit any since. And those were both in the first quarter. Kel does hit that one, giving him 16 on the night. Second one is up and good as well.
Brings it to an eight-point deficit for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Kel and Landon both had 17. They have 34 of our 42 points.
Wow.
34 of our 42 points.
We got a full timeout by the Fort Recovery Indians.
All right, let's take a break with them, and we'll be right back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the Yelps.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any Yelps here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, you know, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Again, Brian Patch, Jordan Winter, bringing the action to you. Fort Laramie Redskins have 50, and our Fort Recovery Indians have 42. 2:10 to go. It's not out of the realm of us coming back, but we got to have some things go our way right now.
Absolutely. It's going to be a tough battle here in these last 2 minutes.
Fort Laramie triggers in. Four-court pressure by the Indians. Kaiser hands off to Maurer. They're two better players right now. Throws over to younger brother Maurer. Over to Radiman. Over to Plyman. Misses it. Get a rebound. That's what we need. Let's go. Kel Rimmel gets it still. There's a reach
foul.
In.
There we go.
Good. So Kel Rimmel will go to the free throw line as he took a hard spill and gets up limping a little bit here. Clock stopped. And a chance for us to cut in the lead. Exactly what we want.
And you know, it's kind of funny that 6'7" Carson Plyman looks better finishing from the three than he does under the rim.
Yeah, he's missed quite a few in there here inside, but we'll take those for sure.
Absolutely.
Kel steps up on the Hall Brothers free throw line and sinks the first one, giving him 18 on the night. Radiman in to replace Plyman. I'm jealous of Radiman's beard.
I am too, I tell you.
Thing's nice. Kel misses the second one. Kaiser with the rebound. Swarmed. Triple teamed. And they take a timeout as we had four guys trapping the ball there.
Yeah.
Let's stay here and we'll take a full timeout. We'll stay here. Thursday, the Fort Recovery Girls will host Parkway Panthers. Varsity only game starting at 6 o'clock. WPGW will be simulcasting that one. Friday, the boys are at Parkway. And Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one, so Jordan and I will be there on call for that. And then Saturday, the boys will travel to Bradford, a place we haven't been in years, probably I'm saying over 20-some years. WPGW will be simulcasting that one as well. So.
And there's Bradford, you know, before we said Roadrunners, I think it's Railroaders.
There you go.
I think that's what it is.
I knew it was something like that with some runners.
We haven't played them in so long, you just start to forget they're over there.
Yeah. So close game for them. That's about a 45-minute drive or so.
Yeah.
nice game on a Saturday. Go to Troy and go out to eat and pick something up at Bradford and catch some Indian basketball.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we got a minute 48 to go. Indians trail by 7. We've cut into the lead a little bit, but not enough. It's going to be Fort Laramie's ball full court. We pick up. We have Landon Post, Alex Dews out there, Troy Holman, Reese Guggenbiller, and Kel Rimmel.
Going with a smaller lineup, you know, but these guys have been working hard on defense and really have created some havoc for Redskins.
Yeah, that's one of those inadvertent trips by Alex Dews, and actually might have been an okay thing because no time went off the clock.
Yeah.
So we get a foul, and Fort Laramie will be going to the free throw line. We just need to miss some shots. Unfortunately, it was on Caleb Maurer, their best player, as they did a little crisscross action, and Alex was running with his guy and just happened to trip Caleb. Caleb Maurer step up for the first free throw and swishes that one, giving him 14 on the night.
Rex Leverett checks into the game for Alex Dews.
And the second one is up and good for Caleb Maurer as well, giving him 15 on the night. Ethan Kaiser leads him with 20, and Maurer checks out because he has 4 fouls. That would have been nice to get his 5th one there a little bit ago.
Brings that to a 9-point deficit again for the Indians.
Kel Rimmel dribbles down, throws over to Reese Guggenbiller. Dribbles back up top. Going close to 5 seconds, picks it up. Throws it over Landon Post, and there's a foul. Right now, I'm not really sure why, if you're Fort Laramie, why are you being so aggressive going for the ball? I mean,
I agree with you. You know, they're putting 50 foot away from the hoop, and
you're up 9, you know, with a minute 30 to go, and you're out here denying passing lanes at 50 feet from the bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll take it. I ain't complaining, but what on earth are you doing?
Especially right now, Landon's shooting the lights out at the free throw line. I could maybe understand maybe one of the other guys, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hustle play on their part, but I just don't know why you're trying to deny passes and go get those things. Yeah. We'll take it. Misses the second one on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Does hit the first one. Trapped by the Indians.
Ooh,
that was one of those close plays. We get a trap. They throw it to the next guy, and Kel hits it out. Almost out on them. Right now, they trigger it in. Maurer has the ball. Indians look to go trapping. Swings it over to Eilerman. Eilerman, and that's the foul the coaches won. So Alex Dews does foul who they think is the right guy anyway to send to the line. But at the same time, Coach Britton has him in there, so obviously he has confidence in him. So,
yeah.
So Logan Eilerman, 6'4 senior, steps to the free throw line. Young man has 2 points on the night. Misses that one. Maybe Coach Leverett knows a little bit more.
Yeah.
Rex Leverett steps in for Alex Dews. Again, eight-point lead for Fort Laramie. Just can't seem to break that 7-8-point mark here in this fourth quarter. Next one up and good for him. Right now we need to change 2s and 3s for 1s if we want to have a chance. Kel Rimmel dribbles down, kicks out, wide open 3. Reese Guggenbiller, no good. Battle.
Good old
Troy Holman gets a rebound. Back up. There's a foul and 1. We'll take that. Great hustle play by Troy Holman. Throws to Kel Rimmel inside for a chance and 1 here.
Brings it to 53-46. Minute 10 left in the game.
Fouls on Max Maurer. That's his 4th.
Great hustle play. As you said, the Indians not giving up. Right now we could hopefully get a 3-point for 1 point. We'll take that. Make a little gain. Minute 10 left to go on the clock.
You know, it's impressive how hard we're just going at it, getting all these offensive rebounds, you know. Especially when you see your point guard getting offensive rebounds in the paint. That's incredible.
Yeah. Kel hits that one. Giving him 21 on the night. Nice game from Kel. Landon's picking him out full court. Ooh, almost got a walk right there. Yep, turnover. Ooh. That's fouled this one. That's the guy we wanted to foul. Just missed the free throw. Don't foul him. Don't foul him. Caleb Maurer has the ball. Drives in, kicks it out. Ooh, that's not the guy we wanted to foul. We wanted to foul Routerman, who just missed the free throw.
Yeah, we get it down to a 6-point deficit, and we just can't break it.
Nope. Right now, 53-47 with 57.7 clicks to go on the clock. Coach Lorette's going to take a full timeout here.
Indians take a timeout.
We'll take one with them. 30-second timeout. We'll take a timeout and be right back.
looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, and we're back. 53-47, Fort Laramie Redskins. 57.7 clicks ago in the fourth quarter for Recovery Insurance scoreboard here. And Caleb Maurer steps up and misses the first free throw.
It's interesting.
It's not over. It is not over. Need to secure a rebound here and come down to the score quickly. I'm saying Kel Ramos, who has 21 tonight, or Landon Post, who has 18, got to get a touch for us. It's the second end of that. Both teams right now are in the double bonus no matter what.
Now, Darren Ireland just came in for Caleb Maurer. Maurer does have four fouls, so I'm sure they'll go offense and defense with him.
Oh. There's a foul. Spin it. Rexlove wrapped the ball over here. Drives in. Could have been a travel they don't call. Good misses offense. It. Kel Ramel with the no rebound. Push.
There we go. That's a double bonus, so he's shooting two.
Yep. Redskins fans and players are not happy.
You know, I think we have a good plan going right now. Seems like we're getting a shot up, you know, every 5 seconds that we get down the floor.
Thing is, right now, it doesn't have to be a three. We just got to go score.
That's right.
You know, because if we, especially if they miss free throws, they're giving us a chance. You know, if you can change two for one, you're cutting in the lead. Right now, it's all you need to do is just keep cutting in the lead.
And, you know, they're so physical down low, it seems like we can sometimes get those chances for and ones, but Kale just misses that go-ahead free throw.
Come on, Kale, hit this one here. Spins it, and short again, Rex Leverett. Deflected, out of bounds on the Indians, Fort Laramie ball. Kale misses two crucial free throws there, but he's done a lot tonight. His leg, those are just short, those are legs, tiredness play right there from Kale.
Absolutely.
Looking to trap.
Ooh.
Foul him. Yep. It'd be Routerman going to the free throw line. Foul on Rex Leverett. That would be Rex's. His name's not up on the board. I'm saying probably third foul would be my guess. 40 seconds to go even on the clock. 54-47.
Isaac Routerman shooting two.
Misses that one. Man, they've left the door open for us.
Yes, they did.
We've got to be able to. We need a three right here. Make this thing interesting.
Yeah.
Let's make this thing interesting. Get us a miss here, Routerman, and let's have a three here. Misses it.
Second one.
Over the back tip. Oh, my goodness. Off on Rex's head. Out of bounds. Fort Laramie ball.
How is that not that over the back call? I tell you.
Nice little shove. That was our chance right there.
Yes, it was.
Two misses and could have hit a three and cut it to four.
Caleb Maurer comes back.
Looking for five. Looking for five. Rex, see the ball. That's got to be a defensive back play where you see the ball. He didn't know where the ball was at. Had his back turned and didn't see it. And could have stolen that pass. Instead, they get a ball, move it, take some time off the clock, and they get a foul, so now Logan Eilerman goes to the free throw line. He's got 3 points on the night. Hits that one. My goodness, you look at the scoreboard. Fort Laramie has a host of guys with four
they
fouls.
Do. That's crazy.
Almost every guy has four fouls for him right now.
You could have used that about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hits the first one and hits the second one.
30 seconds.
There's a shove. No call. Kel loses the ball. Fort Laramie has the ball. 26 seconds.
Rex with his fourth foul.
Yep. You know, looking here, I'm thinking football did these kids some good.
Oh, I agree with you.
You know, because these kids, you know, not that Fort Laramie weren't big, but, man, they've been, you can tell they've been in the weight room.
Oh.
I mean, these kids are put together. Not that our kids aren't, but, you know, we've had football Fort Laramie hadn't for a while. And
yeah. And, you know, before they had football, I felt like they were always known for a quick guard, but never somebody that, you know, like the Kaiser boy, you know, he's muscular and you could tell, you know. That football program, that sure helped them.
Yeah, I mean, they're put together. I know I saw they had some first kids make first team or second team All-State honors came out. So, yeah, things rolling over here. Darren Eilerman steps up and hits that free throw.
Brings the score to 57-47.
That's his first. And Routerman gets the miss rebound. So, Cal Ramo with the steal. Misses. That's one of those things. He was on the verge of dunking or laying it in, didn't know what to do, and misses it. We're going to let it go. The clock ticking out. We're going to end up losing 57-47. Oh, my goodness. They shoot a three.
Oh.
Are you freaking kidding me? Coach Britton is not happy about that. And actually, I think he just threw it up.
I'm kind of at a loss for words, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you thought they would have held it. They actually just threw it up over his head. It's one of those things. He threw it up walking away, and it goes in.
Jeez.
That's kind of one of those nights. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back to recap.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, and will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
All right, and we're back here. The Indians take the first loss of the season to a very good Fort Laramie Redskin team, 60-47. And pacing the way for the Indians is Kel Ramo with 21 tonight. Landon Post had 18. Troy Holman with 4. And Alex Dews and Daniel Patch with 2. And right now I think that's going to be kind of the story of the season is we got Kel and we got Landon right now showing some spark. But right now we got to find that third and fourth person step up and give us some points.
You know, yeah, and at, we just struggled there, especially down the end, you know. Those guys have some tired legs and they're going at it all the whole time. But, man, if we can capitalize on some of them free throws at the end, it sure makes a difference in this bowl game.
Yeah, the scoring went like this. First quarter, it was Fort Laramie 8, Fort Recovery 6. At the end, going into halftime, Fort Laramie had 23 and Fort Recovery had 18. So the Redskins outscored us in that quarter 15-12. And the third quarter, Fort Laramie outscores the Indians 15-8. And that's kind of the big difference right there. And going to the fourth quarter, the score was 38-26. And in the fourth quarter, we put up some points. It was 22-21 quarter-wise. Fort Laramie outscored us by one, but we end up losing 60-47. So,
and, you know, if we get some of those big shots, too, at the end of the game, there's a couple of those threes. You know, we didn't shoot the ball very well from three. You know, at the beginning, it wasn't too bad, but then we did struggle there towards the end.
Yeah, and, you know, that it's early in the year, but obviously that's got to be something that, you know, we got to get better at, to be able to hit some of those shots. So,
absolutely.
Joining us here is Coach Leverett.
Hey.
Well, Coach, what's your thoughts on that one?
Exactly what we thought they were. Big, strong, physical. We knew it was going to be a slugfest, which it was. You know, we tried a few things, some new stuff defensively, just to, you know, maybe see what would work here. Kid hits a bunch of threes in the corner. The toughest shot in basketball, you know, credit to him. He stepped up and hit him. We went to our man, which is fine. You know, we can always rely on that. The guys did not quit. I mean, we battled and battled. We were down 10 the whole game, and we just, you know, kept chipping away. I'm just proud of them. That's a game that gets us ready for MAC basketball. You know, we're going to take it as a positive. We're going to learn from it and move forward.
Yeah, you know, some things we had talked about, you know, the exact same things that you had said. You know, I think the difference is tonight, too, is we just didn't shoot it very well from the outside either.
No, and we haven't in our first three games. You know, but and not to sit here and make excuses, but we haven't really worked on anything like that in practice yet. We've been trying to get in condition and shape so that the shots are going to start to fall. You know, it's early. We're three games in. They'll start hitting. I'm not worried about that one bit. I'm just proud of our guys' effort. I mean, they refuse to quit. So, like I said, we're going to take the positives from this, and we're going to move forward and learn from it, get us ready for MAC basketball.
You know, they looked really good as far as discipline-wise on the defensive side. I mean, they were all over that ball hawking, and I was very impressed with those guards, especially that small group you had in, flying to the ball. I mean, very right. Impressive group.
Yeah, that's a group we can kind of run and jump with, make it a little bit more helter-skelter, which is a good thing. You know, hopefully we can use that to our advantage down the road when we need to. Yeah.
And that's kind of tough to play against. It's almost like two different styles all in the same game, so...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went from that little zone to getting up in you and being a little bit more aggressive. Probably should have went man a little bit sooner maybe in the first half. But I was thinking, you know, hey, they're hitting corner threes. Are they going to hit them the rest of the game? I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't have. I don't know. It's all in hindsight. But, you know, we made the adjustment to go man, and that's what we stuck with, and that kind of got us back in and kept it relevant for us down the line.
Yeah, yep. Go ahead. I just said we had our chances.
Yeah.
I mean, they missed free throws. We got some turnovers. We just missed some easy shots inside, and we say easy because we're not the one shooting them. But you know, some contested shots,
right.
And we missed some free throws. You know, we had our opportunities. So.
Yeah, you know, I think, and not to pick on Kale, he's our guy. You know, he misses two big ones there that would have, I think, got it to maybe five, maybe down the stretch there.
Yeah, the biggest part we hit, the closest we got was six.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that would have cut it.
That would have cut it to four then if he makes those. And then, you know, who knows what if we get another stop and hit a three or whatever. But all in hindsight, like I said, we're going to move forward and learn from it, and we'll be fine.
All right, well, Friday night we got Parkway.
Parkway, yep, up there. A lot of juniors, so that'll be another tough test. We'll be ready to go, though.
And that'll be our first MAC game, correct?
First MAC game with Parkway up there, and then we go to Bradford on Saturday. So, like I said, this is just a good non-league game to get us ready for our league play. I mean, we know we got to be tougher, and we will be tougher. There's no doubt about it. Those kids showed some grit tonight.
Yeah, you got to be very happy. You know, not happy with the outcome, but happy with the process. And it is
right.
A process, and it's a long journey. And we're game three, and
absolutely,
we got 19 more to go in the regular season. So,
yes, sir.
I think this is a great, great game right before all your MAC games, especially with how physical it is. And
yeah,
you know, Fort Laramie always puts out a tough team, and I was really happy to see how well we battled against them.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you on Friday.
All righty.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, well, if you get a chance, come up to Rockford on Friday, straight up there, 118, and get a chance to watch the boys play in the first MAC game on the road at Parkway. And after this, we'll be back wrapping up here with our Miracle Lanes post-game show and words from Hastings Auto.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Indians go down, tough game, tried to get things going, but didn't work out. So game's coming up this week. We have girls are going to be hosting Parkway. That's varsity only, of course, at 6 o'clock at Forsyth Fieldhouse. WPGW simulcast with NFHS video. On Friday, the boys go to Parkway. That's a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, again, with Coach Winter and Coach Patch. And the NFHS video will be available there. Not sure if they're going to have audio with it. With ours, it's either us or WPGW with the NFHS video at home. On Saturday, the boys are going to go to Bradford. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. More than likely, there's some possibility that that might change, but either Rob will be there or we will be there. And there is no NFHS video available there, but they may have another type of video that we don't know about. So kind of watch Facebook and see if something shows up there. So we appreciate you guys listening. And want to, again, remind you the game's coming up. Girls Thursday at home against Parkway. Boys at Parkway on Friday. And boys at Bradford on Saturday evening. So want to thank all of our sponsors. And, again, Coach Patch and Coach Winter. And we'll see you later on. Thanks for listening.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.